Dave Hotno Max Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Yes, John Elke, O-E-L-K-E.
I'm sorry, what was that last name again?
Elke, O-E-L-K-E.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
216 Lakewood Court.
Thank
Scott,
you.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you. So I'll locate an account here for the CryoFreeze CBD rapid relief drops. How can I assist you today?
I'm the OMAX.
Oh, that's from 2020. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's try this more time.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
What do you need to want to do? My name again?
No, sir. I have it right here. When's the last time you received a product?
Well, I was supposed to get, that's what I'm calling about. I called a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago, and wanted to make sure it was coming. And she said, well, I have auto delivery. And I said, okay. And she said, well, then it's going to be going out about next week. I said, well, that's cool. That was about 3 weeks ago. But I have not received it, and I'm wondering what's going on. I'm down to, like, what my last – I got 1 day left.
Yes, I'm going to look in our old system to see if I can locate an account for you, okay? Have you been with us for a while for that auto shipment?
I've been with you for a long time, years.
Okay. Well, then it sounds like you're going to be in our old system and not our new one. So let's take a look in this old one here. Because we've got two separate systems now. As of September 2021, we have a new system now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice to know.
Yes, sir. And it actually makes it easier for y'all to use because you can actually manage your subscription online now.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Let's see. This one's it. Nope. Well, let's check this other one out. Okay. So is it the OMAX 36 box subscription?
Yep. $144 okay. Bucks.
Let's see here. Yes, sir. So it shows that it was declined. The payment was declined.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Unless my, it could be maybe my card's different or something like that. But why won't they call me? Makes no sense.
Huh. I see what it is now. It shows we have an expired card on file for you. It expired in December of 2021.
Well, that could be, but anyways, when I called 2 weeks, whatever. I've had trouble with you guys before, so it's not it's not your fault, but it's just your way you guys operate. But anyhow, I called.
And then
we
also, here, it also shows that we have one on here. The expiration date is the 2023. The last four digits is 9788.
No, it's 4820 on this one I've got. And the 98, let's see. That could be a whole different card. But, no, that could be maybe Debbie, let me see your card. Either way, it should go through. I don't have any problems with my credit card, unless they was expired or something. She's going to check and see the last numbers here. But I guess my point is, even then, why didn't somebody call? Because see, I'm just, that's why I called, just to be sure, because I've had so many problems. I called just to double check that you guys were on the ball. No, it's not. That's not the number either. So, I don't know what to tell you there. So what do we need to do? We got to get this thing coming as fast as possible because now I'm going to be out of them for who knows how long. Can you ship them fast for me without charging me?
No, sir. We wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to cancel this account because since this is our old system, we will eventually do away with this system that you're in currently. So I will have to put you in our new system and do please make aware that our prices have gone up.
Oh my God! So what do they went up? Now you're gonna get, I'm at $144, and I've been with you for a long time.
The price will go up $159.96, and that's without taxes.
Well, there shouldn't be any taxes. It's food. Well, I don't want to cancel out of that old system yet, then. Stay in the old system. Just I'll give you a number and just run it through it.
We won't be able to update your credit card in our old system, sir. Will not allow us.
Well, let me check that card again. What you said the last numbers are 9. What is it?
9788.
9788. Let me go down here and look for
it. And it's a Visa.
It's a Visa.
That's all it provides us is the last four. Yeah, of, yeah. If it's a, all
right. Let me see if I can see it here. Think of see what happened. I know what happened. I bet you, because I lost my card and they had to give me a new card, and I'll bet you that's what happened. So that card is
so the 9788 card is no longer active.
Apparently not, because I remember that. I'm just looking at another card, thinking maybe
now. What I can do is I can set the 9788 as the main card, and then you can call back tomorrow to see if it went through.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I mean, try to run it. But
yes, I can try to run it for you. If not, then our last resort would be having to transfer you into our new system.
Right. Either way, somebody should have called. I mean, don't you have something that when things go bad, that if your car doesn't run, that you don't call the customer and say, we're having trouble here. What's the problem?
Let's see here. All right, could you hold for one moment? I'll speak with my supervisor.
Yes, please. Do whatever you can do because this isn't really right. So thank you.
All right, be one moment.
This is craziness with these people. I've had nothing but trouble with them. I'm gonna have to try to find another company. It's going from 144 to 159. Well, everything's going up. Well, you're nothing damn we can do about it. Well, wait till they tell you. I already told you when they tell you your bank account, your money's worthless. Then what are you going to do? Cry about that too? Well, yeah, you will. If you don't have any money left after your whole life working. How many people just put a gun to their head?
All right, sir, thank you for holding. So I did speak with my manager. She did advise me that the system doesn't let us know that your card is expired or declined until you call in. And also, we would not be able to accommodate the 144, I'm sorry, the 159 versus the 144. If you, the only option we have is for you to pay the 159 or try to set this last four digits of that card number, the 97884, for you to see if it will run through tomorrow. Those are the only two options I have.
Right. And I got a feeling that that's the card that I lost, but I don't know who. The only thing I could do, I could call my bank and ask them, you know, they could check for me, but I, you know, because I can't remember. That's probably been a year or so, but do you remember when, do you remember when I got, when I lost that card, remember? I had to get a new one, but it seems like it's been quite a while. Well, maybe what I should do is call you back. It's, what, it's 9788, right?
Let's go back. Yes, sir, 9788. So would you like for me to set that up as the main card to see if it'll go through tomorrow?
Well, if I lost it and I told my bank to cancel it, then I'm sure it's not going to work and I got a new one, but I'm not 100% on that. So what I could do is I could call my bank and then I could call you back and let you know what's going on.
Yes, sir. You can call us back. We're let's see here. Do you have the phone number at 1-800-765-6691?
Just a minute, I'm looking on the sheet. I just, because my order, my last order was 9621. Yep.
No, sir, I just provided you our phone number to give us a call back at.
Right, I'm trying to look for it here. Okay. I'm just looking at the order. I'm looking at the order. So I just said it out loud, my order date was 9621. That's the last time I got a shipment. And it was shipped out on 97. And I got the order number, but I'm looking for, this is the number I have on the top of the invoice. It's 1-800-766-6691. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And we are open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right. I'm just looking on here to see if, so if it went through 6 months ago, then who knows what's going on with it. But I let me call my bank. Got it?
September 6th.
Yeah. But what number would that be?
It would have been St. Francis.
Yeah. It's okay. Oh, you got it right on there.
Yeah.
It says it.
Right there.
Okay, well, there's OMAC. Yeah, it says right on here it went through on September the 6th, the day I did it. So now what I have to do is call the bank, find out what happened there with that number, and then I'll call you back, okay?
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's right now. That's fine. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling OMAC's Health, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.